Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got a member of Parliament, Norman Baker, joining us. He confronted Tony Blair over his Bilderberg Group membership. That's coming up in the next segment. We'll have open phones throughout the broadcast today. Mike Malloy, who got fired by Air America for speaking out on 9/11 and other important issues, will be joining us. I'm always thinking of James Bamford, who are also lining up for the show, 2020 producer. A high-level CNN producer. There we go. And he'll be coming up in the third hour today. And I want to go to David and Daryl and Lois and everybody. We will get to you, but I've got to answer the question. It's an important question from the last caller from West Virginia. And that was, the government and the people that control it are not stupid, and we know they're not. That's why they're in control. And so they had to know that when the towers fell, they had to know that people would notice there were bombs in the buildings. They had to know that the people were going to wake up. They had to know there was going to be this response. I don't think their computer mapping, societal wargaming systems are that sophisticated. And you never know what chance is going to do. I mean, the most powerful computer in the world cannot calculate how many times, you know, you flip a coin heads or tails, what percentage it's going to flip. It's really never 50-50. It might be 70-30. It might be, you know, 20-80. It might be 50 or, you know, 49-51. And so they cannot, they can map generalities. They can get the basics of what's going on. They can see trends. But they blew Kennedy's head off in front of everybody. I mean, he gets shot in the front and the back of his head blows off, and police and hundreds of witnesses saw plumes of smoke and guys running away, and you couldn't shoot three shots of that rifle and hit the side of a barn. The shots were supposedly right through a live oak tree that had all its leaves on it. And the tree is the same size it is as it was then. They keep the whole area the same. And, you know, that's what happened. I mean, they did it right out in front of everybody, and they saw how dumbed down the public was, how the public would buy anything, how trusting the public was. But over time, the public did learn. You know, it took 4 or 5 years for the majority of Americans to learn that Waco was a premeditated butchering and illegal and used troops, and the troops set the fires. Delta Force did. And that's now come out. For the first few years, people bought into it, but it didn't take 40 years to expose it. And it didn't take 40 years of 9/11 either. Okay? We got 84% not believing the official story, believing they're being lied to. We got 84% not liking either branch of you know, the two parties in Congress. And so they knew there'd be people that said it was an inside job. But back in 2000, again, the alternative media wasn't as big. They still had a lot of hubris. I know the think tanks, hell, the think tanks told Bush don't go into Iraq with less than 500,000 troops. But they did it. And, of course, the real reason is that they understood something instinctive, and then higher-level groups understood they wanted to break it up and have chaos. But you know, even the mainline think tanks, they're not made up of total criminals. You know, they're made up of imperialists who believe world government's good, but they still, most of them buy into, you know, this lofty reason for it that's really a fraud and a bait. And so they're being supplied with a lot of data. But you see, you've got all the brains who feed the New World Order now, and you certainly had brains hundreds of years ago and 100 years ago that ran the New World Order. But the inbred people running things today aren't necessarily listening to all the advice. In fact, Daniel Estulin talked about how the New World Order is going to fail. And he's really an impressive person when you know him in person, when you know him and get to spend some time with him. And he said that no one works as hard as David Rockefeller or Henry Kissinger. And the new crop, he's been following around the planet, are a bunch of playboys. That they just don't work 18 hours a day. You see, we work 18 hours a day, and we're going to kick their butts. God bless you, folks. We'll be right back with our guest.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Until the bottom of the hour, then we'll get into all the other news and take your calls. We have a really interesting individual, Norman Baker, and he is a member of Parliament from Lewes, I believe you pronounce it, and he joins us from London today. And he forwarded a question to the Prime Minister's office about his attendance in the past of the Bilderberg Group meeting, and the Prime Minister responded that he has never attended any such meeting. Of course, I have several books published on the subject. I have photos of him there. I have traveled to a Bilderberg Group meeting. I have been covering it for 12 years on the radio. And we know that in the early 90s, when he was a nobody, member of Parliament from Labor, that he did attend. We know in 97 he attended. It's just the bald-faced lying. Joining us is Norman Baker. Sir, thank you for coming on.
My pleasure.
Tell us why you're concerned about Bilderberg. For those that don't know what it is, give us your take on what it is.
Well, it's the meeting which takes place at least once a year, instigated really after the war, and which sees leading individuals and potentially the individuals from different countries, particularly in the if you might call it the White North, if you like, coming together to meet and discuss future policy. Now, some say that this is a kind of world government by other means. Others just see it as a way for key individuals in leading countries to come together and discuss policy issues. Either way, I think it's important we know what goes on there, and that's why I'm in favor of accountability and open the reports of these meetings.
Absolutely. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, and then roll into specifically what you asked of Blair and what his response was and what that means to you.
Well, I should say that my name, you know, is Norman Baker. I'm a Liberal Democrat Member of Parliament representing Lewes in East Sussex, down in the south of England. And my view is that Parliament should be, and Parliament and society should be more open and accountable than they are. I'm a great believer in freedom of information, and I think good government follows information being released to the public, which they can then judge the government on. And it's ultimately in the interest of government to have that information in the public domain. So I spend my time campaigning for open information and therefore for better government. And my view is that the more open government is, within certain confines, of course, then the better the government will behave and perform.
I agree, sir, and we're very, very thankful for what you and others like you are doing, because we too seek transparency and sunlight into these dark places. Can you, for the listeners, tell us why you got the idea to confront Blair, and then basically how you, via a written request, we've now learned, ask him about the Bilderberg Group and what you think of his response?
Well, I mean, I regularly ask the Prime Minister questions, and he regularly replies. I say replies rather than answers, because he frequently avoids answering the question. He's become more and more reticent at providing information as the years go by, and more reluctant to engage in a democratic process. I know a lot of people stateside think that Mr. Blair is wonderful. I can tell you over here we don't think he's wonderful. We think he's past his sell-by date and ought to be out of office. I asked him specifically in a couple of written questions about his attendance at the Bilderberg Group. He says to me in his written answer, he's not attended any such meetings, that's his phrase, since 1997. Well, you tell me he has. My individual records show he went there in 98, I think. So clearly, if we can make that stand up, then that's a matter which I'll raise with the Speaker of the House of Commons, because it clearly would be inaccurate. You mentioned a moment ago you think you've got photographs and so on. Please send them to me on my website, and I'll gladly do something with them.
Oh, yes, sir. In fact, what is your website?
www.normanbaker.org.uk.
normanbaker.org.uk.
Yeah.
Okay, we will send you.
Please send me anything you've got on that.
We will send you as much information as we can. It's not customary for someone once their prime minister or president to go to the Bohemian Grove or to go to the Skull and Bones Tomb or to go to the Bilderberg Group meetings or the Club of Rome or Committee of 300, though we know in the past they have done it. And my information is that Blair has snuck into meetings that are held in Europe since then, but we'll have to confirm that. But to be specific, you're saying in his response, he said, I haven't attended since this date.
Well, the question related to his time as Prime Minister, because legally I can't ask questions about his time before Prime Minister, because he's got no responsibility for that in government terms. So we have to ask him about his time in office. And his answer is that he's attended no such meetings since he's been Prime Minister.
Now, we've gotten some of the corporate minutes out of the Bilderberg. In fact, the BBC a few years ago reported on it, and the Bilderberg Group released them themselves. They were quite proud of the fact that they had engineered the European Union, or at least they're taking credit for that. And we know that when Prince Bernhard, the known Nazi, founded it in 54, that was its first big mission. Can you speak to the fact that they are now quite open and arrogant about the fact that they are the prime movers or the sires of the EU?
Well, I don't know whether I accept that or not, but I mean, anything which is more open has to be welcomed. The fact that we can now get the lists of who's been there, for example, is a step forward. Obviously, I'll be pushing for more accountability on that front rather than less.
But speaking directly, sir, and again, we're talking to Norman Baker, Member of Parliament from Lewes, there in England, and again, we're thankful for the time. Can you specifically speak to, because I heard you say yes when I mentioned that BBC report a few years ago, can you specifically speak to their open announcement that they were involved in the founding of the EU?
Well, I mean, I don't know whether I can confirm that. What I can confirm is obviously right from the beginning, there was a movement within Europe which thought that a coming together of nations in the European Union was a good idea. That's a view I share, as a matter of fact. So therefore, it's not surprising if there were key people from Europe coming together, that that was an idea which would be talked about, given that that was common currency at the time. I happen to think in the world we're in, it's important to have different power blocks. We needn't be opposing each other, but it's important, for example, at the moment when there's no other superpower rather than the United States, the only one, that the European Union does act in concert where possible and provides a counterbalance. If we don't have that, then we have one world power, which is, I think is inherently dangerous.
Sure, you're saying you don't want a unipolar hegemon.
No, I want countries to be independent, but to work together for a common purpose. And the European Union, if it's properly constructed, should provide that.
Sure. My problem with it is some of the same global financial interests, the oil companies, the banking cartels, are controlling the EU like a sock puppet, just like they control the U.S.
Well, we're in the world we're in, and we have to make the best arrangements that we can legitimately argue for. And pragmatism always comes into politics. There's a danger for those of us in politics that sometimes you accept something which is less desirable because you can't get anything better than that. But you know, that's where we are. If I was starting with a blank piece of paper, I wouldn't construct the world as it is, but we are where we are.
Sure. The House of Lords also, I saw in the news, saw in a press report, the House of Lords, not just the House of Commons, has come out and asked a question of Tony Blair about his involvement with the Bilderberg Group.
Well, I haven't seen that, but I wouldn't be entirely surprised because the House of Lords is still independent from the Prime Minister, so we will see that. I mean, can I say I think the Prime Minister's accountability goes much further than simply the issue of whether he attended these particular meetings or not. I mean, over here, there are many people who feel that the Prime Minister acts simply as a poodle for your president and isn't prepared to have an independent foreign policy for this country. Now, it may well be that on occasions, UK and US foreign interests coincide, but on many other occasions, they don't. And I have to tell you that in my view, Mr. Blair has done immense damage to this country's reputation abroad by his involvement in the Iraq War.
Oh, I heartily agree, and I would tell you that you stated earlier that Blair's popular over here. Bush has a 30% approval rating over here, and Blair has one that's even lower.
Yeah.
So the American people do not buy into this.
Well, I'm pleased to hear it, because, you know, frankly, that was, in international law terms, an illegal war. If it was designed to stop terrorism, it's had the exact opposite effect. There are now far more terrorists in Iraq than when Bush and Blair started their escapade.
Oh, well, I agree with you. I mean, the P2OG Pentagon documents said they actually wanted to create terrorism to widen the war. I mean, the defense contractors, they have a incentive to want to stay there decades, not a year. So the big defense hardware makers, they actually want endless war.
Well, of course. I mean, you have to look at, you know, where's the money? That's always a question, isn't it? Who gets the financial benefit? And undoubtedly, I think from looking at it objectively, in your country and indeed in mine, the people who do well out of conflict are the arms industry and defense manufacturers. I mean, they're the ones who do well.
I agree. It also seems there's more interest now in Bilderberg, more coverage in the press. In the past, they were very secretive. Now they've been exposed, so they're being a little bit more transparent. Why do you think people are more interested, more informed about Bilderberg now?
Well, I think people are generally keener to understand how society works, and they're no longer prepared to take on trust the old statements from government. Unquestioningly, they want to analyze matters for themselves and get to the truth. There's no longer an assumption that if the government tells you something, you can believe it. Now, that's entirely healthy in democracy, but it also reflects a cynicism.
Well, that's a good point, because the British and the people of the U.S. and Europe, you know, 30, 40 years ago were extremely trusting. Now they're not as trusting, and that's healthy.
Well, they're not. I mean, I've just been busy exposing an issue over here relating to a flight which took off from the U.K. in 1990, involving 400 passengers and crew, which landed in Kuwait when the Iraqis were already surrounding the airport. Now, the Prime Minister at the time, Mrs. Thatcher, told the House of Commons that the Iraqis weren't invading or anywhere near. It's now quite clear that plane touched down in order to allow special forces operatives off the plane to do whatever they have to do in Kuwait. Now, that may or may not be legitimate, but the fact of the matter was the House of Commons was not told the truth about the matter.
Absolutely. You've also been talking about Dr. David Kelly's murder, the evidence of a cover-up. I want to get your response to that, man, and what you've been doing to expose that when we get back, sir. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan Gourmet Salt and Healing Bath Salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Norman Baker, Member of Parliament from Lewis, joins us from the UK right now. Just one more question about the Bilderberg Group. Mr. Baker, I remember 5 years ago, 6 years ago, being attacked by the New York Times. It said, Alex Jones believes in something called the Bilderberg Group. I mean, it was never in the news. Now, when they had their meeting in Canada, it was on every front page of every major paper. The Queen of the Netherlands, the Rockefellers, you know, the governors, Hillary snuck into the meeting. I mean, they were all there, and they seem to be very upset now that they're being revealed. I mean, is this scary when you've got world elite meeting, obviously trying to combine their power together to get even greater power?
Well, I think what's scary is the fact that the media generally will not report events which many of us think are media worthy until such time as someone else in the media reports them. And we end up with a kind of hidden agenda not to report particular incidents or particular views. No one actually decides not to do so, but no one wants to take the first risk. And I think that's very worrying indeed. And the media itself needs to examine its own performance, I think, in a whole range of matters.
Well, you notice Bilderberg also has select individuals from the media in attendance.
Yes, it does, yes.
Boy, that's kind of a influence peddling. Dr. David Kelly, witnesses said there were men in black uniforms standing around his body that ran off. The wrists were slit and there wasn't hardly any blood at the scene. The pills were undigested. He told friends and colleagues that I'm going to be murdered or I'm going to be found dead in the woods. And it's kind of like Princess Diana saying, Charles says he's going to kill me and put me in in a car wreck, and then it happens to her. What, from your research, sir, really happened with Dr. David Kelly?
Well, let me put it this way. I started off by examining the evidence, and I've concluded, beyond reasonable doubt, to use that legal test in the UK at least, that this could not have been suicide. It could not have been suicide because the medical evidence simply doesn't support it. There's no way Dr. Kelly could have died from the alleged causes ascribed to his death. Furthermore, it's quite clear from looking at his state of mind and talking to those near him that he had not sought to commit suicide. Indeed, it was against his faith. He was a member of the Baha'i faith. And indeed, on the morning when he went missing, he was so confident about the future, he'd actually booked a flight to Iraq for the following week. So there's no question in my mind that this was not suicide.
Now, clearly they killed him, yeah. I mean, the scientific evidence, national coroners and top scientists, top doctors have gone public saying he was clearly murdered, coroners. I mean, it's an open and shut case. Just like we had, the guy writing the stories about the CIA drug deal and getting his shot twice in the head and they claim it's a suicide. Who do you think, what interest then would kill him? Would it be for running the bioweapons lab or would it be for blowing the whistle about there not being any WMDs?
Well, forgive me for being a little coy. I mean, there are a number of possibilities, and it's part of my my work, my inquiry, which has been now going on for three or four months, to look into those various possibilities. I published an article in a very long article in one of our Sunday newspapers here, which, again, you can find on my website, www.normanbaker.org.uk, which sets out in 4,000 words where I got to at that particular point. Since then, I've had a number of leads given to me by those who might be thought to know something. Those are being followed now, and as and when I'm able to reveal the truth, I will do so. I hope you'll understand that I don't wish to adversely affect my inquiries.
No, I totally understand you're involved in an investigation. Are you worried about your safety?
Well, my judgment is that the safest thing for me to do is to make as much noise as possible and be as public as possible about this matter. And that's what I'm doing both on your show and elsewhere.
I agree with you. Do you think it's dangerous that I'm making a film about Bilderberg?
Not providing you're telling everybody you're doing it, no. But it depends what you find out, I suppose, because, you know, we have in England or in London something called Speaker's Corner, where you can stand up and make speeches no matter who you are and what you want to speak about. I always take the view with that you can say what you want, providing you don't start changing things, in which case you would make it illegal. As long as you're not changing anything, or they'll let you carry on, and that's called democracy.
Absolutely. In fact, we were getting a tour of London, and the lady in the big bus said, you can go speak over there as long as it's not against the Queen. If you do, you'll be arrested.
Well, I mean, I'm not quite sure it's as straightforward as that. I mean, I regularly criticize the royal family for their finances. Indeed, I was on British television earlier on today doing that very thing. So it's perfectly possible to do that. But the question is whether or not when you start really threatening those who are in major positions of power in society, whether or not when you start damaging them, that is then put a stop to in some way.
I wonder what Kelly was doing that was damaging them.
Well, there are a number of possibilities relating, no doubt, to his experience in Iraq, to his knowledge of WMD and so on, and they're the sorts of things which I'm investigating. He's also, bear in mind, someone who was causing some distress to the government as a consequence of the revelations he was making about the dodgy dossier, which said Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, when, of course,
exactly.
He had no such thing.
Sir, thank you for joining us. Go vote.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Welcome back. Let's go right into your calls, and I'm going to get into Iran condemns U.S. Gulf War exercise and several other audio clips. David in Minnesota, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? You need a show in Minnesota, seriously, like on the air, on the radio station. But anyway.
Yeah, we don't have an affiliate in Minnesota, even though the network is based right outside Minneapolis, St. Paul.
You need to do it. We need more people to open their eyes here. But I mean, I called to ask you up about how George Bush is flip-flopping and how I think we need to turn their tactics on them and start telling them how they're flip-flopping and get that in the media. But, I mean, we all know the media is, like, controlled by pretty much the same people. But, I mean, I've been sitting here for the last hour thinking about this, about, you know, anything I want to say to you the first time calling. But what I want to know is, I mean, what point do you think people are right now? I mean, what point do you think it's going to take people to stop, put their foot down, and say, you know, enough is enough. We're going to do something about this and hold, you know, Democrats accountable to, like, make them hold Republicans accountable and kind of get them out of office. I mean, me and my friends are, like, trying to decide, like, what to do here, whether we should, like, take a lot of money, buy some gold, leave the country, go to Canada or something, or we just don't know what to do.
The problem is Canada is a big police state, too. In fact, in some facets, in some respects, even worse.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't get any news out of Canada or Mexico. I mean, like, live right next to Canada. You know what I mean? I don't. You need to start telling us some about.
It's pretty bad
up there.
Mm. Yeah, the people are real nice, but their government is mooey bad.
Mm. So, I mean, what point do you think, I mean, what can we tell people to start doing in, like, almost a nonviolent way to start protesting this, to start making waves, to start letting the government know that we are not going to sit here and let them take away all our civil liberties and let them just run over our whole lives? I mean, what do we need to do? I mean, what do we need to tell people? What do we need to teach people to kind of get people to waken up? And
sure, sure. Is that your is that your only question, or is there more?
That's pretty much good. I'm thinking if you could find some way to help me, help my friends, like, decide on what to do, and it's just crazy with all the civil liberties that's taking away with that Military Commissions Act.
No,
you
I agree.
Don't really have the right to revolt anymore.
You don't have fire ants up in Minnesota, do you?
Fire ants? No, but I'm aware of them. I live in California at one point.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Let me try to answer your question as best I can. Maybe I should do it from an anthropological or way of an analogy. When you step in the Brazilian water ant, which is the fire ant that got here in the 40s in Louisiana and Texas, brought in lumber, when you step in their nest, they all climb up you, and then they release a pheromone enzyme smell, and within a second, they all sting you at the same time. It's a hunting mechanism, because if one of them stings you, it's not going to hurt you, and it doesn't feel good, but, I mean, it can kill you. Babies get killed all the time. Dogs get killed. In some areas, there's no quail or dove or other birds that nest near the ground because the fire ants even go up trees. They kill many other species of lizards. It's just they decimate everything. And I don't know why I just went off into a fire ant analogy, but we're like fire ants. And each one of us by ourselves can't do a lot. I mean, some of us can, but most of us, we have this imprinted image from Hollywood and the culture that it's got to be some Herculean archetype who goes out single-handedly and slaughters 500 monsters on the plain of Gobblegoo. And that's not how this really works. There's not going to be some Arnold Schwarzenegger archetype who goes in and kills 500 bad guys in a warehouse with his handheld railgun. That's just not going to happen in the real world. But individually, all of us, not waiting for orders from headquarters, but going out and starting websites, starting newsletters just in your neighborhood, calling into radio talk shows, getting your own local radio talk show. I don't care if you have to pay for the time on the weekend to start off. Whatever you have to do, access television, making films, making short films. You can go get all the 9/11 films that are out there, make your own little short films, put them on the web. It's the mere action of, we're all these fire ants on the ground, and we're all talking about what should we do. We're all awake. We're all angry. Somebody stepped on our nest. Instead of talking about, you know, some big master plan, just start climbing up the legs. And we have started doing that. And we're now all over the New World Order's body, hundreds of us. We need thousands more to climb up. And then just start stinging. And you'll know when the stinging starts. You'll see it. And it's going to be when the enemy makes even bigger, more overt moves. They're going to shoot kids in the back. They're going to shoot protesters. Local torture is going to come out in your news. News, you know, of the mayor and your town being involved, and kiddie porn will come out. Just more and more of this is going to come out because they are so criminal. There is so much hubris. They can't help themselves. And psychopaths and criminals want to get caught. So they're going to get more and more reckless. And so there'll be that domino effect. Don't worry. This thing's coming down. For all their high technology and all their sociology and all the psychology and all the testing they've done and all the incrementalism they've done, and they've engineered us to be even more decadent and mindless than we normally are. Humans certainly have a lot of bad traits, a lot of good ones too, but they play to all the weaknesses. That's going to fall apart as the rubber meets the road, as more and more the New World Order system comes into its own. And so really it's an attitude. You want to defeat the New World Order, have an attitude of strength, an attitude of honor, an attitude of a willingness to fight if you need to. I mean, don't run around shooting your mouth off about how you're going to go out and do something violent like the provocateurs do and their minions. But, I mean, steel yourself. You know, harden yourself. Be ready. Think about what you're going to need to do if it ever comes to that point. Think about what you're going to do. You know, think about what you can do now, though, instead of just hiding in a bunker, about getting out and waking people up. And the most important thing you can do is don't fight with your girlfriend. CIA programs in the culture, admittedly, try to turn men against women, women against men. They try to turn race against race, and we're all the human race, group against group. Don't feel like you've got to have the latest DVD player. Don't feel like you've got to have the latest, newest truck. Don't feel like you have to go into debt to have these signets, these symbols of success, which really mean nothing and won't bring you happiness. And I'm not saying nice things are bad. It's that if that's your God, if you're feeling insecure for not having those, that's sick. You know, get focused. But the most valuable thing you can have is friends, communities, people you trust. And once you've got that, then you need to educate yourself on the New World Order, on their operations, on what they're doing, so you can be a teacher in the future. If the enemy shuts down the web and goes to state-run media, I mean, it could come to that. You need to be a teacher, a resistor. You need to be a sleeper cell for freedom, a lone wolf leader in your area. This fight will go on no matter how many battles, no matter how bad it gets. We are never going to stop because we can't. Stopping means extermination of 90% of us. That's the official numbers, the official plan. And so when you realize how big the cost is, you need to just commit yourself for the duration of your life to this quest to defend liberty, defend the republic, and stand up against the dehumanizing forces of the New World Order. And, you know, you talk about, well, how do we make the Democrats enforce on the Republicans? How do we make them punish them? The Democrats aren't going to do that because a lot of them are very corrupt and compromised. And so they know when Republicans are back in office, they don't want the Republicans coming after them. That's why George Bush said no investigation of Bill Clinton. And, you know, pardoning cocaine dealers in the White House and communist Chinese generals in the Commerce Department. In fact, you don't move up from mayor to state senator to federal congressman unless you've taken bribes, unless you've been on the payroll. And you don't get up to committee chairman level unless you like 10-year-old girls and 10-year-old boys. I mean, it's just, and they let you have a choice. You know, do you like boys or do you like girls? And basically, it's, hey, you want to go to the next level? This is how it works. Like Eyes Wide Shut, but it's even sicker. It's not grown women most of the time. That's passe. That's like a bologna sandwich to these people. They want something different, something special, something sick. And so they go to these big mansions, and man, they got the little kids there for them. And so, I mean, first off, you've got to really realize how evil the enemy is. You see, you got to quit judging the world according to your moral compass. Because a lot of us are corrupt. A lot of us have problems. I mean, all of us are fallen. We're not, you know, we're a pretty despicable creature. But we're also wonderful creatures that build beautiful things and have wonderful minds. But for the highs that we have, we also have lows that are just as low. And, but you know, I mean, I get guilty if I'm rude to my neighbor. I get guilty if somebody in my family says something a little rude to me and I overreact and, you know, I'm pretty aggressive. I feel bad when, folks, I feel bad if I don't open the door for somebody. I feel bad. You know, and again, that's really a tribal sense of you want to take care of everybody around you. And really, at the core, it's a healthy, I don't want to say greediness, but it's a healthy selfishness. You're going, that makes no sense. You selfishly want to open the door for people. You selfishly want to help get people out of a burning house. You know, you selfishly want to jump out of a car when you see a couple guys mugging some woman, and you want to break their noses and cram their, you know, break their jaw and cram their teeth down their throats and stomp them. You selfishly want to fight the New World Order even if they kill you. Yes, it's selfish, but it's a healthy selfishness. Instinctively, in my ingrained core, I see everybody as members of my tribe. Okay, I'm just like a dog or something. I mean, if I'm around people, I and they're in my pack, I want to take care of them. And that's selfishness, folks, because when you have that healthy attitude, they're going to be taking care of you, too. You see, it's camaraderie. It's being on a team. It's being part of a group. And so opening doors for people and helping little old ladies around across the street, it's not that you're some sap. It's that you are instinctive. You're how God designed you. You're where you're supposed to be. I mean, let me tell you, you know, the average-sized guy, middle-aged guy who you see stopping to change somebody's tire, the person you see helping an old woman across the street, guaranteed in a pinch, that guy will take apart some 300-pound steroid head meatball who's got the topless girlfriend dancer and drives the Corvette and who constantly thinks about how tough he is. And he's selfish. Okay, I guarantee you the guy, just the middle-aged guy you see stopped on the side of the road changing somebody's tire, that's somebody. You know, that's the type of person where you hear the story that police and witnesses, these are documented, where a woman picks up a car off her kid. You start tapping into the primitive instincts. You start tapping into the survival mechanisms. You start tapping into what we really are, instead of the stunted, pathetic, perfumed, oiled jokes that we've become. And let me tell you something, you're going to be tuned into a drug so powerful, and it's what God wants to give you, your life will no longer not be fulfilled. You will no longer be depressed. You will no longer, again, you need to have a life that is driven by a passion to do good and to do the right thing. And when you tune into that, my friends, and so many of you, I just wish that you could discover it. I know most of our listeners have discovered it, but I wish that those out there who haven't would discover it. And, you know, they've taken the term service and they have denigrated it. And they also take our instinct to do good and they manipulate it. They take our instinct and they tell the troops, go over here in Afghanistan, go over here in Iraq and fight an enemy and eat bad food and be treated like garbage and, you know, still have high morale because they're lying to themselves. Kevin Tillman, Pat Tillman didn't lie to themselves. You know, you lie to yourself and you tell yourself, well, you know, I'm over here to save people. I'm over here to help people. But after a tour or two, people learn that's not really the case. And so we just have to become humans again, not these little facsimiles I see most Americans and they walk through the motions. They see an archetypal, good-looking woman on TV, the strong, dominant male Clark Kent type on television. And they see these role models, and from a young age, we're meant to do this, they imprint on these role models. But you're meant to imprint on the role model in your tribe, at your camp, at your town, at your, you know, in the castle you live in. You're not meant to imprint on the fake facsimiles. I mean, you ever watch television? Every male role model is weak and stupid in a family setting. The women always tell the men what to do. Men are pathetic little weak things that just want to party and act stupid. But then they falsely show those dumb men getting women. And again, that's anthropology, that's psychology, that's animal psychology. And some young stupid females at first actually think that's what they want, and they're unhappy and later find they want a real man. So, you know, they tell the young males, look, you get the woman if you act stupid. I mean, it's really simple stuff. When you really, I mean, I'll sit there on the exercise bike at the gym when they got the TVs on, without the audio, with the closed captioning. And, I mean, I know, oh, it's another sitcom. The male's going to be stupid. The female's going to be smart. The male's not going to know what he's doing. The male's going to be a fool. The male's going to blow all the money. The male's going to be out getting drunk every night. The male's going to be a joke. I mean, you realize what type of a scientific attack that is? It isn't because they want to build you up, women. They want to take your men away from you, so you end up totally unhappy in a single-parent home, so your child can be hopped up on three or four drugs, and so they can go to the FEMA camp. That's what they want. That's what we've become. Why do you think the government pays a bounty for every child that's on Ritalin or Prozac in a school, for every child that's in special education, for every child that goes to juvenile hall? Why do they pay the police the more people are arrested? No conviction needed, just get them in the system. Huge federal grants. You know, they get thousands of dollars for every child that's vaccinated. Did you know that almost half of the federal funds that schools get per child is tied directly to their vaccine records? No wonder they lie and say it's the law when it's not. It should make all of you angry that there's no law you got to vaccinate, but the news lies to you and tells you it is. That shows you you're in a matrix. So I just want the globalists to know, and all of them, you know, they can kill me. Again, I don't want to die. I'll never commit suicide. They can kill me. It doesn't matter. I've already won. You've already won. I'm a human being. You can't take it away from me. And I'm standing up. I'm standing up for the tribe. And it's beautiful.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I kind of got long-winded there just talking about how we resist. It's a spiritual thing. And it's a thing dealing with your focus, your will, what you believe in. Again, the people that are self-centered are robbing themselves of what everything in life is about. And the people that take the easy road, the one that, you know, is mainstream and the one that gets them, you know, the kudos by their neighbors and people. I could care less what some neighbor I have who doesn't like me because of the things I say and do. I could care less what they think about me. You also have to learn to not care what people think about you. It needs to be what you think about yourself. I really agree with Aaron Russo yesterday when he said you've got to learn to like yourself. And to like yourself, you've got to do the right thing. And you got to think about laying in your deathbed, looking back, are you going to live a life you're proud of? I mean, I've already lived a life I'm proud of. For all the bad things I've done, and folks, I've done plenty of bad things, and we all have, I'm still proud of my life. And there's a lot of things I'd have done different, but most of the things I'd have done the exact same way. Before I go to Rod and Tom and Melissa and Brian and Jeremiah and many others that are patiently holding, Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's new film, is available. We have it right now on DVD. And when you order it for $19.95, you get Terror Storm for half price, $9.95. One film exposes government-sponsored terror. The other film exposes the root of the problem, the private Federal Reserve and the allied crime syndicate of the IRS that orbits it. Very important film. And by the way, people are going crazy ordering this. I'm glad you are. Please go to Infowars.com and order America, Freedom to Fascism. And if you haven't gotten Terror Storm yet, get it with the combo pack. And get the $9.95 Terror Storm 3 hours for half price. Or if you already have Terror Storm, order the combo pack and give Terror Storm as a gift to somebody. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to the way you order, Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, 888-253-3139 or Infowars.com. Okay, Rod in Montana, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good, sir.
My first time calling in. I just wanted to first thank you for everything that you continued to do to wake up the world, you know, against the tyranny and oppression that we're facing. I have a question about some advice, actually. I've seen your movie Terror Storm. I've got the DVD. And I'd like to actually start organizing local screenings here. I live in Butte, Montana, which is, you know, Montana is really mostly Bush supporters.
Yes.
And But I would like to start organizing screenings here, and some friends of mine recommended, you know, maybe I should start showing it in my home, you know, and put ads in the paper. You know, 9/11 truth, but
well, sir, you can do whatever. I mean, whatever you think. I would start it. Maybe you know, I'd find a group that wants to sponsor it with you, a group that already has people that attend, and I would show it at a church, or I would show it at a library at first, or then, you know, I mean, if you want to go, if they got some theater, probably what small theater place like Butte, you know, 100 people, and then go and then advertise it. Yeah, put flyers up all around town. The truth about 9/11. I'd imagine it would fill up for you. And, you know, if you need to pay for the theater, charge a couple bucks for the tickets. I mean, whatever. All I care about is getting the information out to people.
Yeah, that's what I care about. I mean, you know, as time goes on, I just want to do something more and more. You know, I've given people DVDs. I've given them Terror Storm, Loose Change. I just, you know, I feel like whatever I do, it's not enough.
Well, I understand that. That's how I feel, but you don't have to kill yourself doing it. I mean, I just know there's millions of other people just like you, or like termites, just chewing away at the foundations of this fraud. Anything else, Rod, you'd like to add?
No, I just want to thank you again for everything you're doing, and we support you. And
tell you what, stay there. I'm going to let you finish briefly on the other side. Third hour coming up.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.